Oh. Go.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far, in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Full of cracking, Doc.
Chilling. Y'all know how we do it. Wednesday night, kicking it, kick back, relax, have a little fun with us. Get it going on.
Janine, what's happening, baby?
What's up?
Hello, how y'all doing?
Good.
What up?
Good. Oh, man. All right, now, we're going to try to do this show. I gotta come straight off and tell y'all, I'm in some serious pain. Serious pain. But show must go on, so I'm going to block all this pain out, and we're going to get it on the crack. You know what I mean?
What happened to you?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I moved the wrong way or something. I don't know. Getting old. Severe back pains.
Oh, yeah, that ain't nothing but age, man.
That's something.
I got back pain, leg pain, arm pain, all kind of pain.
Okay. Now, I know, man, you talked earlier, but I really just want to get this off my chest, man. I do. A situation where motherfucker house got broke into. Right? Motherfucker got their house broken into, and the motherfucker seen it broad daylight. And the motherfucker was like, well, I ain't no snitch, so I ain't gonna tell who did it. Now, my thing is, if y'all a community, and this motherfucker who ain't from the community breaks in the motherfucking house, I mean, is that snitching?
Janine, or did you handle it first?
You said me?
Yeah, you think that's snitching?
No, I don't think snitching, because then as soon as the person come break into their house, they be wanting to, then you can be mad. They might come all down the line. You could be preventing somebody else's house from getting robbed.
That's true.
All right,
dog,
what you think?
They know who did it, right?
Yeah.
But they not saying. I'm trying to make sure I get this right.
They know who did it. Everybody around here know who did it. Everybody in the neighborhood know who did it. I mean, but everybody talking about they're not no snitch, so ain't nobody telling.
I would have a problem with that. I mean, if you know, you're my neighbor, we're supposed to look out for each other. That's what we're supposed to do as neighbors. You know, you see a motherfucker going to my crib, I mean, at least call the police for me, something.
All right.
Or tell
me
who done it.
Okay, you say y'all neighbors now. Let me ask you this. And I mean, I'm just going to veer off this real quick. What if your neighbor saw, and we hypothetically speaking, so you ain't got to say, well, I wouldn't do it. But what if your neighbor just say your wife went away and your neighbor saw you bring a chick over? Is the neighbor right for telling then?
That's a tough one. I mean, you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. Because you want to tell if you see somebody breaking the crib, but you don't want to tell if you see you creeping.
Right.
Well, what is he talking to your wife on anyway, like that?
Yeah, you got a good point there. What the fuck you tell bringing up my business for?
Unless he trying to get with him, you know, or something like that, then he gonna tell. I mean, some things you just know to keep secret. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because there are plenty of things that neighbors see the other neighbor do. You know, they done seen you walk across your house naked and, you know, with your window open or something. Nah, they ain't gonna say nothing because they want to keep watching you do that.
Goddamn right, I'm gonna be up every morning at 8:17. She be here at 8:20. My cup of coffee. For real. Man, we gotta call her. Call her, what's happening?
Well, I don't think it's nobody's business if you're creeping. But if somebody's breaking in your house, I think you should tell that. Creeping is something different.
Oh, okay. But I mean,
well, who is this first?
Huh?
What's your name?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. All right, Lisa, but now, okay, what if it was your dude? So what if the neighbor seen, I mean, you know, you and the neighbor, you and her cool, you know, y'all socialize, and she see your dude bring another chick in the house.
Hey, what I don't know ain't going to hurt me, so don't tell me.
Really? You know what? I am actually surprised. Most women wouldn't say that. Most women be like, that's my bitch. Huh?
No. No, because I feel like she's telling me because she might want to creep. So don't tell me shit. I'm good. Because you know
my girl, there you go. So you wouldn't even take it with it. So I could be like, baby, that bitch lies. Wait, so you know I wouldn't do no shit like that.
Hey, I don't even want to know. Don't tell me nothing. And she tell me
so
that
you ain't gonna look.
I seem to be creeping, then I'm gonna be like, she must want to creep too, because she want me to be mad at him. So no.
Oh, so you ain't gonna be mad at me or nothing.
Well, I'm gonna be mad at you if I didn't catch you.
Okay, you ain't gonna question it.
What I'm gonna be mad for?
Lisa, I like you already. I ain't mad at you, Lisa. That's what I'm talking about, Lisa. You a stand-up woman.
Yeah, when you start listening to people, you don't know what their ulterior motives are. They might want your man. Because I know if I tell a chick, I seen your creeping, that's because I want him.
Really? So that's,
yes, really.
That's the only time you would tell if you was on. So in other words, you said the only time you would tell is you on some bullshit.
Yes. So I'm a woman, so I know I'm on some bullshit. 9 times out of 10, they're going to be on bullshit too.
I keep trying to tell these women
like
that.
Your family member, like your sister or, you know, like your mother, somebody like that, yeah, but no, that's a chick, no.
Okay. I can agree with that. I'll go along with that, cuz. Hey, fam, I ain't no motherfucker. You know, I ain't no motherfucking snitch that, but man, shit, I seen your girl with another dude going up in there. Okay, Tyler, what would you say? I mean, okay, I feel like you, like, man, don't come telling me nothing. But now, Tyler, I know you. What would you do?
As far as, I'm getting a lot of feedback. I can't hear what's going on. Somebody outside?
No.
Man, I don't
want to
hear that.
Dude,
all right, go ahead.
I don't hear nothing. All right, now, if a dude walked up to you, like, you know, bro, I ain't trying to pry, I ain't trying to be all in your business, but, you know, I know you was gone for the weekend, and, man, some dude's running in and out your crib.
Okay. Now, who...
Okay.
Are you asking me...
If your neighbor came to you,
what exactly
you,
are
man,
you asking me?
What would you say? Would you listen to him? Would you take it with a grain of salt? Would you confront your woman? What would you do?
If you just approached me out the clear blue sky and said, hey, I saw your girl doing this, so I saw a dude going in and out of your crib while you was out of town, I would go to my girl. I'd be like,
what?
Oh, boy next door said he saw some motherfucker up in the house. What the fuck going on? You had somebody in the crib? I mean, what's happening? Talk to me.
So
what else can I do?
I mean, you could not listen to him, or I mean, you could listen to him either, or that's why I'm asking you. Which one would you do?
Well, but okay, I would listen to him because what reason would he have to lie? I mean, you know, people say, well, he lied because he might want to try to get with your girl. True enough, that may be the case, but I won't know that until I talk to her. Because what if it's true, and then I approach her, and then she finally break down and be like, well, yeah, I'm sorry. I was lonely, you know what I'm saying? Now I just found out some new shit.
What if it's not true? What if it was her brother or a cousin or, you know, just a regular person that you done came at her like you don't trust, and now she really breaking down and crying and her feelings hurt?
Yeah, but she would tell me that, though. She would be like, well, no, that was my brother. So now I'm going to go to dude and be like, yo, man, what the fuck you trying to do, dog? That was her brother. I probably asked him to describe the motherfucker to me just in case.
Well, I mean, his first thing is, how the hell I'm supposed to know it was her brother? I call myself looking out for you.
Right. That's why I would say, all right, well, just describe the motherfucker to me, dog. Was he short, tall, what? You know what I mean? Because if it don't look nothing like her brother, then I'm going back in the crib. I got another issue to talk about.
Yeah, but then you come to tell her like she the one that's, you know, and it could be him all along. How about you just, you know, and you watch your house.
At the end of the day, she had a motherfucker in the house, and I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
It might not have been true.
All right,
I don't know,
so
I'm like outsiders in your business.
My thing is this. My question would be to him is, how the fuck you know I was out of town?
Right. And why you watching my crib so tough?
Because we neighbors. That's what we do. We look out for each other.
Okay, so why you didn't tell the people who broke in your house?
I'm just saying.
No,
if we neighborly...
I mean, what?
I'm going to look out for your shit, you look out for my shit.
You broke in my crib, right?
No,
you ain't been we being neighborly, right?
Now, you comparing apples and oranges.
You neighborly enough to tell me who my girl got somebody running up in her, but you ain't neighborly enough to tell me who took all my TVs?
Well, no, see, we changed it up. We weren't talking about as far as breaking in. We just talking about as far as being neighbors. Mm-hmm.
The original question was, what's the difference between being a snitch and somebody breaking in your house or somebody creeping? Would you tell them? What's the difference?
Shit, I don't know what the difference is, to be honest with you. I think it's some bullshit either way it goes. If you know who broke my cabin, right, tell me that's bullshit. If you see my girl cheating and you told me that's bullshit too.
Right.
It's just a different level of bullshit.
So Lisa, if they break it in the crib, you want to tell, but if your dude doing some more fuck shit, keep that to yourself. Let you find out that on your own.
No, because if you broke in my crib, I'm going to be prepared for the next time when you come there. I ain't expecting nobody to tell me because 9 times out of 10, they probably won't. So I just have to take my precautions and make sure you don't have an opportunity to break in my crib again. Just like
see,
I have to take the precautions to make sure that you ain't telling me that my man is messing around.
Well, man, hold on 1 second. Candy, what's happening?
What's good?
Hey.
Not much.
Okay.
I'm trying to see, should you be, is this considered snitching or being a good neighbor?
What is?
Candy, you was on the show, you were just listening, honey. I know you
was
listening.
Okay, but I wasn't, you got to give me the real deal. You can't just give me half.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Hey. It's too early.
All I heard
Candy.
Was...
It's
all
too
I
early.
Heard was
no,
if
it,
somebody
it,
coming out
early.
Of your house, your man cheating, and I don't know.
You wasn't listening.
I was watching
man, right?
Empire.
Just say
dad.
I wasn't listening. That's all you got to say is you wasn't listening. Don't keep, I'm sitting here looking at you. You've been on the show for the past 5-10 minutes. I know you heard it. Just say I wasn't listening.
Oh, Alan, I have not been on the show for 3 minutes.
Oh, Lord, it's a figure
seconds.
Of speech. It's a figure of speech. God. You know what? I'm not in the
I'm just
I'm not even
y'all
in the
know y'all
today.
Missed me yesterday, so calm down.
No, we didn't.
Calm
not
down.
No, the
yeah,
fuck
did.
We didn't. No, we didn't.
Yeah,
I'm about to mute
you. Did.
I'm about to mute you.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, so I guess we can honestly say that if you motherfucker, if you break it in my house, tell me. If you catch me fucking around, keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to
basically,
yourself.
Basically, that's what it's all about.
But I don't want you to come to my face and be like, that motherfucker lying. No, don't do that either.
Wait a minute,
what
huh?
You mean?
What?
Because if the neighbor came and said that he saw some woman coming in there or whatever, and y'all was fucking around or whatever. Okay, he didn't told me. I'm going to tell him, I appreciate you not telling me no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? What happens over here is between us. You know, we cool otherwise, but other than that. But then when I said you what you said, don't start coming at me like trying to protect yourself. Because to me, that makes it seem like he was telling the truth.
I'm going to do shit. I'm going to be like, what?
And I'm serious. And that's all you got to do. That's all you need to say, what? We did. And just keep playing video games or whatever you got to do. We're going to leave it at that.
And we're going to leave it at that, see?
But when you start getting upset and mad and you huffing and puffing and all this and that, you making yourself look guilty.
Right.
I like I said, all you're going to get is a what? It's crazy. I ain't even seen that girl. Lisa, this is your first time on the show, right?
Yep.
Okay, so since we like to call this like a Wild Out Wednesday, anything you need to get off your chest, anything you want to talk about, anything you want to just want to go at a motherfucker, it's time.
I can say whatever's on my chest, right?
You can say whatever's on your mind.
Okay, tell me this thing. Why is it when you giving your man or whoever man that fast head, why are we telling you to stop when it's time for you to swallow? I don't understand.
Who? What son of a bitch does that? Wait a minute, hold on, let me get this right. He tells you to stop?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I ain't no trick or nothing like that, but I'm at this gas. And I'm getting down, like, and he like stop, and I mean, that's some gay shit to me. But I've heard that, like, there are men that do that. They like, no, don't do that, and they, you know, they don't want to have no respect for you and all that bullshit, you know, not that, like, you're not over 25, you should be able to do those type of things.
Yeah, you do that, we go together.
I'm just
saying too. Shit, you swallow and we go together. That, wait, did you just swap? Yeah. Hey, time. I want to introduce you to my new girl, Lisa. Hey, Lisa, baby, that's about time. That's
just,
I'm just saying.
It's a respect thing. Some men feel like they can't respect you when you do stuff like that. Some men want they woman to do certain things, and then they want that, you know, that woman on the street to do those other nasty shit to them.
I want you to do it all.
If you grown, how do you determine what's nasty shit if you grown?
Exactly.
If you like doing, you know, like all his boys and stuff, yeah, I could see you. Yeah, you being nasty.
Yeah.
But if it's just you and him, and you grown, then you are nasty.
Exactly.
It's about pleasure. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We supposed to be
pleasuring each other. Hell, and that's all this about.
Lisa, don't let nobody ever tell you that that's nasty. You hear me? Don't you
I don't know
nobody personally that didn't, I mean, if they did, they never told me. They never was like, man, she swallowed, man, I made her stop. I've never heard no, I've heard people say that. Not no motherfucker I know personally.
And he's like, you know, no, you can't do that. You got to stop, and, you know, I want to be able to look at you tomorrow. And I'm like, what?
Shit. Man, you're going to wake up, I'm going to be dead in your motherfucking face. Look at you, are you ready? Shit. We're going to be eyeball to eyeball. Hey, baby. I'm going to be kicking you just to wake you up. Nah, motherfucker. Oh, damn, baby, I was stretching. Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up. But since you're up, you mind doing what you just did last night?
Now, I'm just curious.
You know what? Women don't have that problem. What? Then again, I do hear some women like, shit, he can eat my pussy, but I ain't going to kiss him.
Okay, and if you can't kiss nobody that, if you can't kiss your own shit, then there's something wrong with you.
Exactly, it's something wrong. That is a problem.
Hey, I'm just telling you, that's what I've heard women say it too, just like y'all heard men. I've heard women say it.
Women say that too. I've heard them say, no, he don't try to kiss me. What? I mean, well, what's wrong with you that you can't taste your own shit?
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes I just taste my shit for the hell of it. Yeah.
Well, that's something I don't understand.
What?
I mean, why wouldn't you kiss me? It's your shit, you know where it's been.
Exactly. I mean, I agree.
That's crazy.
I think it's crazy, personally.
No, I understand a man's point of view, like, you ain't going to kiss me if you just came in my mouth and I still got cum dripping out.
I'm going to have to kiss you on your cheek.
Yeah, I'm going to fake sleep like a motherfucker. Snoring like a
motherfucker. Yeah, that's a rough one. Yeah, hold on.
That's a little nasty to me.
I mean, everybody got a little freak in them, but nah, I don't think I'm going to go that far. I ain't that freak.
Shit, I'm not. Shit dripping all out your lip and shit. I'm like,
I mean, we swallow, but it's just like, you know, sometimes a little cum be on the side of your mouth or something.
No. Not happening.
No. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. I'm like the dentist. Open wide. Let me check. Make sure.
Yeah.
They are, goddamn it.
I'm not, no, okay. No. I'm sorry. I can't do that one.
Please, man, I missed out. My phone dropped out. What was I just talking about?
Please, I don't know. They talking about that a man should kiss a woman after he didn't came in her mouth. No, I can't do that.
That's snowballing. That's snowballing. What's the problem?
That's what?
That's
called.
I just say I live in Miami. I don't know what snowballing is. Wait a minute, they actually got a term for that? Snowballing?
Right. Can you please explain that?
Yeah, it's called snowballing.
Okay.
That means
so
that
you kiss you. Go ahead.
Yeah, after you let them in your mouth, it's called snowballing. You go back and forth. Now, what's the problem? You want me to kiss you after you done been down there? Why you can't kiss me? Ain't that true?
You know what? Now, I know you might say it's double standard. I just don't think it's not right for a man to have nothing in his mouth. It's just not right.
Well, I'm not putting a nut in your mouth. I didn't swallow the nut. I'm just saying it could be a little bit of nut still on my lip or something. I don't know, but it's your
okay. I'm just gonna wipe it off with my elbow or something. Man, I can't do that.
I'm not even doing that. I kiss your ass tomorrow. We'll kiss
tomorrow.
What
you got?
Hello.
You got
what? If I see nothing dripping out the corner of your mouth, I'm not kissing you for the rest of the day.
Why not?
Hey, rather than you thirsty, you need some water or something? Here, guard. Here you go.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Hello.
That sounds like it's a
Hello.
Double standard to me.
Y'all on that mute you. Shit again?
Man, don't start that
can
shit
you
this week.
We
can
hear you. I ain't trying to hear that shit. I got very,
man, don't
I got very pissed
shit.
Off you muted me at the end. That was wrong.
And that is you outside again?
No, I'm actually in the house.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, I ain't around the kids this weekend.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm trying to be nice. I'm not even trying to put your business out there, but you want to come call and talk shit.
Oh, okay. What business you going to put out there? I want to know this.
You ain't calling from your house.
You damn right. I'm calling from Andy. I'm calling from Candy House. What's up?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
You always say I'm going
no
in on you.
I was
going to
say
I wasn't going to go in on you. I was going to be nice this week.
Okay.
So let me ask a question. So if Candy suck your dick and then let the tongue come in her mouth and she swallows, will you kiss her right after?
I don't know. Depends on the heat of the moment. Shit happens in the heat of the moment, man.
See here, dude.
Man,
look,
you just
talk.
Lost a whole lot of man points.
They got
your
a dog.
Should have been hell
so,
no.
I mean, anything like would have happened with them, that dog licking ass while they fucking. So,
you lucky I ain't got a goddamn mute button because I mute your ass right now.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm just saying, ain't
you
no
know.
Dog lick, no ass, no. You go. I'm giving the phone back because you just killed it. Hold on.
That motherfucker still lost points, man. That should have been hell no. He actually thought about it. He actually paused and thought, let me think about that for a second.
He's said he
no,
might.
No, motherfucker.
All right,
what Lee said?
He might do it.
Lisa, where you at?
I'm here.
So, have you ever snowballed somebody before?
Yes. Come on, man.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
And, I mean, okay. Did he willingly do this, or you snuck it in on him?
Snuck it in on him.
Oh, see, you got punched.
It was, look, was it tongue involved?
Yeah. So you held it in your mouth, came up and kissed him, and put it back in his mouth without him even realizing until you did it.
Yeah, but you got to look at it like this. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right?
Yeah, you know, shit.
First of all, he knew.
Your goose is cooked.
He knew what the fuck. No, dog. He knew what he was doing. He knew he busted in her mouth. And he knew she came up immediately. And he still kissed her, so he knew.
What?
Well, I mean, he may have thought she swallowed it.
Nope, not that time. Because remember, you know, they tell you that, no, because I'm scared, I'm not going to have respect for you in the morning, that type of stuff. So what you thought I did with it?
Oh, so wait a minute. He had already bust, but he was like, don't swallow it. I ain't going to respect you.
Yeah, that kind of, you know.
Man, why the hell? I'm the fuck. What you do with it? You can spit it out, swallow it, hell, you can brush your teeth with it. I don't give a damn.
I'm not kissing you. Fuck that. I don't care if you can tell me you swallow, but if you come up immediately, you ain't swallow at all.
But you could have. Wait, I'm going to have to.
Lisa
just
dropped.
Told the man he might well suck his own dick. Go ahead and make yourself come.
That is
exactly.
Not the same thing. You was going
yes,
to
lie.
That's
no,
the same
not.
Thing.
Wow.
No,
yes,
if I'm tasting
is.
My own nut, if I'm tasting my own nut, I should have just sucked my own dick.
It's in
what's
your body anyway. It came out of your body.
I'm sorry.
I'm
what does it matter if it go back in there? It just came out
no.
A different way.
It's not supposed to go back
no.
In.
No.
Well,
that's
it
why it leaves the body.
It
leaves the body.
It needs to replenish.
No.
Man, you crazy.
She's talking about what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Now your goose is cooked. I'm sorry. I'm going to hit you. I'm telling you, my reaction, I would hit you. I would fucking hit you.
But what's the difference?
It's a big difference. Ain't no nut supposed to be in a. You know what? If a man, if that's what he wants, so be it. I'm not knocking it. But don't. I don't know any straight men that's just like cool with that. Just like, okay, that's cool. If they do, they damn sure ain't tell. I don't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never heard no conversation with a dude like, well, you know, that ain't bad. Man, the music would stop on his ass.
Well, that's because men do a lot of stuff they ain't gonna tell their boys no way. But there's a lot of shit men do.
Let me tell you something, dog. I ain't kissing her ass, man. I'm not kissing her, dog. I'm letting you know that shit up front. And I ain't licking her ass neither. I'm letting you know that shit up front, dog.
Oh, you a lick some ass.
Right.
Not me. This is some shit I just want to do, and that's one of them.
That's like,
I'm not
you know,
doing that
if,
shit.
That's like if I come in your mouth, you come and kiss me. Well, if you come to my mouth, or I'm going to come and get, you know, it's the same thing.
No, it's
he
not.
He came out of me. But
why
he
isn't
came
it?
Out of me. What's the difference?
Right.
Hold on, y'all. I didn't make the rules of the world. I just live by them. And that's man law.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, I mean, think about it. I mean, that's just like, no disrespect to nobody, but to me, that's just like borderline gay.
Mm-mm.
I'm
being
sorry.
Gay.
I just feel like
I don't say that. I'm gonna say that's borderline gay.
Bro, if you like some cum in your mouth, that's borderline gay to me.
It ain't like it's gonna be spit in your mouth. It ain't gonna
exactly be
spit in your mouth.
It's not even like I just got the cum sitting in my mouth and I'm about to, you know, push it back in your mouth.
That,
I'm not
that,
even
that,
saying
that's
all
that's
that.
What the snowball. No,
that sounds terrible.
That's what she said the snowball was. That's what I'm saying. Now, you talking about the shit on the side of your face. No, you just going, no. But that snowball shit, I just like, no, hell no.
I'm not doing it. Well,
I gotta agree with
you. I don't give a fuck with you.
We don't agree on much. We don't agree on much, but I gotta agree with you there.
I'm not doing it, man. Actually, I'm gonna get offended if you ask me. Can I kiss you now?
Hell no.
Kiss me, mom.
So you won't lick ass.
I gotta make sure that shit gone.
So you won't lick ass, can she lick your ass?
If she wants to.
Oh, Lord. So,
I ain't never experienced it, I ain't never experienced it.
Hold on, man. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's good, everybody?
I think I came in
on a bad part of the show. Y'all talking about the groceries and stuff. You know.
Who is Bianca?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Who's checking y'all out? I have a question. Whoever asked about has a guy let the female lick his booty? Like, how do you go about that? Not saying I want to, but, like, do you ask first? Do you risk doing it and getting kicked in your head for doing it?
Well, you can't get kicked if he laying on his stomach and you laying on top of him.
Oh. a professional booty licker.
Hey, we're not answering this question, Tyler. We're going to sit back on this one. We're going to let Janine take the show right now. We're going to sit back.
I can't answer anyway. I ain't got no experience in it, so I'll be making some shit up.
Let me tell you, all you got to do is start off with some massages.
I'm not doing nothing. But
I'm just saying, you massage, you know, massage it down, you kissing all them and stuff, and then you just go keep going down further and further. And once he starts feeling it, he ain't going to tell you to stop. I'm going to tell you that right now. He is not going to tell you to stop. That is a feeling like never felt before for them.
So I got a question. You done booty licker? No, I'm just playing, Janine. But I do got a question. Like, okay, you know how you, Kaz and Father Time, y'all was talking about you wouldn't kiss a female after she done, you know, after you done nutted in her mouth. Now, what if you nut, you know, like if you're nutting, like it being your spouse or whatever, or girlfriend, or if you're nutting in them, and, you know, some men go back down, you know, after they, they fuck,
not gonna happen.
Nut, and then go back down. Y'all don't do that?
Not gonna happen. Next question.
Yes.
You gotta go wash up or something. Shit, you can't. Nah, I'm not going right back down there. I'm with him on that. Me and him don't agree on too much, but we agreeing on this. I don't want no nut in my mouth. Not gonna happen.
Okay. Well. Okay. Okay. So what if you don't finish? So there's no. Okay, you pump about a couple times and you go back down there. Y'all don't do that either?
You said what now? Say that again.
I've done that.
Okay.
I've done that.
I didn't hear the question.
Okay, the thing is just the coming issue.
Yeah, it's coming issue. Once it's over, it's over.
Okay. Over.
Okay, but you're putting that the stuff before the nut in there anyway, so.
What stuff before the nut? What the hell are you talking about?
Because y'all always. Y'all always. It's always a little bit of cum coming out.
See, they talking about the pre-ejaculation.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
See?
He's like, wait a minute. I didn't know that. I got
it. Right.
Right.
He's going to go in there without
one.
Buffalo
well,
knew
you said you've
body.
Done it already, so you've licked yourself, buddy.
Nah.
You know, it's like every time she make it sound like we're dogs. You licked yourself, buddy. Like, hey, we're not dogs.
Woof, woof.
And while you at it, they'll drag her to get off all fours. He got his booty hiked up in there already. Come on, King. Let's try it.
They talk about you.
He say what is
Oh, boy. Okay, so you said you've never tried that before.
Never tried what?
Licking ass.
Oh, no.
No.
The girl been in prison. No. She didn't lick everything. From the rooter to the tooter.
No. Not, no. Not that, no.
But I tell you when he go to sleep.
Whatever. No, I ain't no buddy.
All right, y'all, check this out. Check this out, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I did something that I said I wasn't going to do, but I just couldn't help myself.
Might as well tell us the truth.
I watched Love and Hip Hop, y'all. I know I said I wasn't going to watch it, but I watched it anyway. And there's a little thing on there, right? Now, tell me if ladies really do this. I'm going to try to set it up for y'all. Okay, dude, this is new dude on there. He's got a girlfriend, and he's got a baby mama. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend and baby mama, they know about each other, but they ain't never seen each other before. So they don't know how each other looks, but they know about each other. So his mom told his girlfriend that she needs to watch him because he'd been creeping with the baby mama. His own mama told her this.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, okay, I'm going to go find out. So basically what she did was she got two of her girls. They went to the bar where this woman worked at. You know what I'm saying? The woman is serving them. She's like the drink girl or whatever the fuck they call her. She's serving her drinks, right? And they checking her out. You know what I mean? So my question is, would y'all do that shit?
No.
That's kind of petty, right?
And being a mother and telling.
Well, wait a minute. Before anybody answer that question, we got another caller for you. After that, caller, what's happening?
What's up?
Oh, shit.
Y'all motherfuckers trying to talk about nigga head on the phone today, right?
No, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. And Cass, don't you do it.
Back to your question, man. Back to your question, Tom. All
right, can I ask
my question is, why would you do that? Why would you go to this woman's job to check her out? If you're going to do that, you might as well just go introduce yourself. Hey, Tony is my man, and I know you his baby mama. Are y'all creeping? Let's just do it, you know what I'm saying? Be straight up with it.
Okay.
They doing some sneaky shit. You know what I'm saying? This woman has no clue on who this girl is, but she there to check out.
Yeah,
instead of just going straight to the woman. I mean, is that petty or what? Somebody, please, somebody, Janine, you say women do that. Explain that to me. Why? Why do women do that?
I mean, because they jealous. Hell. They jealous, and they not woman enough to say nothing to the woman. And then they also thinking, like, the dude gonna get mad if they find out. Because, like, say, they don't really have no proof. You know what I'm saying? They really don't have no proof nothing's going on. She was just told by the mother that this is going on. So if the guy finds out, and you ain't got no proof, and that's what I'm saying, and you ain't got no proof, now he could be like, you don't fucking trust me, you going back, you know, checking her out and all this and that. And basically you causing problems because you don't have no proof enough.
Well, they set this girl up. They invited her to a party. Now, she told the baby daddy, yeah, I met these three girls. She ran off the names, and his girlfriend's name is Tommy. So he automatically knew who the fuck she was talking about, because how many women named Tommy? You know what I mean?
First of all, ain't
so
no
leaves.
Woman don't be with no man and don't know who his girlfriend is.
She's the baby mama.
Ain't no baby mama. I'm about to tell you right now. Ain't no baby mama going to be with no guy. If you in that child's life, she going to know who the girlfriend is. I'm not saying she got to meet her or nothing like that, but she going to know how she looks.
Yeah, she right
That's for the show. They doing that shit for the show. Because there's no way that they don't know how each other look. That's not true.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
I got a question. Is this the new season you're talking about?
Yeah.
Because there was an episode where it was this dude, he's a DJ, and he was messing around with this girl and this other chick. She owned like a clothing store or whatever. And her sister went to old girl's work and was sitting up there questioning her about it. Like, yeah, I'm such and such girl. And this
no,
and
that's a different show, dog. That's Love in New York. That's Love and Hip Hop. We talking about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. You talking about the last one. That one don't come on no more. That season's over.
Oh,
I watched
the
motherfuckers faithfully, man. Yeah, you talking about DJ Self. You talking about DJ Self.
That's almost the same thing, though. They confronted her and about it, right? You know what I'm saying? Or did they, when they was at the bar, did they confront her or nothing? They just sat there and watched her?
They set her up. They invited the girl to a party to bust her out. This is going to happen next week.
That's totally different.
I'm like, women do some stupid ass shit over dudes, man. It don't make no sense to me.
And that's exactly why women always know who that other person is.
Yeah,
that's why women
do
that.
Yeah. A lot of that shit is just for the show, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe.
Because you're not going to creep up on me. Mm-mm.
Okay, they can know about each other, but there's a chance that maybe they've never met.
I'm not saying that they may not have ever met, but they know who each other is, and they know how each other looks. They've seen pictures. I mean, it's so easy to find out who the girlfriend is, who the baby mama is. I'm sure he's been on pictures with the baby mama or something. They just seen each other. Might be through a picture, but they know how each other looks. I don't believe that.
Me neither.
Well, I guess that's just scripted because they had me fooled. I'm like, these motherfuckers don't actually know each other. They should have been talking to each other, have no clue who each other is. Well, the girlfriend, though, you know, she just didn't know how she looked, but she knew about the baby mama. But I don't know if the baby mama know about the girlfriend. You know what I mean? But the girlfriend knew about the baby mama. And the mama is shady as hell for telling the girlfriend that shit. His mama. Dog,
yeah,
That's like your mama telling your girlfriend to watch out for your baby mama. I mean, Mom, what the fuck are you doing?
All right, I got a question for y'all, though. Y'all heard about this Tiger Baby Mama supposed to be Murray and Robbie Kardashian,
yeah,
right?
I read about that shit today.
But
that shit
y'all
retarded.
Know, right, like everybody that's fucking with somebody in that family, like, okay, Tiger messing with a sister, then Tiger Baby Mama cool with one of Kanye West's old girlfriends. So it's like, man, they just, like, it's crazy. Like, how does that
they
happen?
They passing each other off, man.
And everybody agrees cool with this. Like,
with the same people.
All right, brother.
They just, like, super cool with that.
Okay. All right, brother. We got Lisa back on the line. Lisa.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to go and take care of some business, and I'm so mad. I'm missing the good stuff.
I want to know how you gonna be an uncle to your baby. What kind of shit is that? How the fuck you an uncle to your own baby?
Rob's dad can go
with
Black Tiny. Like,
yeah, pretty much. That's crazy. He's gonna be an uncle. His son's gonna call him daddy or uncle. He can call him either or. Because they're both going to be true. That shit is crazy.
Well, I don't understand what y'all are talking about.
You know who Tiger is, right? The rapper dude?
Yeah.
Now, he's messing around with Kylie Kardashian or Kylie Jenner or whoever you want, whichever one it was.
Okay.
And now his baby mama is fucking around with her
brother.
Yeah, she's going to marry the brother.
Okay.
So his son's stepfather is his girlfriend's brother.
Okay.
Y'all say that like ain't nothing wrong with that.
That'll sound like some southern shit.
That's a problem.
Well,
that sounds like some incest type shit.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
I don't understand. I don't see it.
It's not. I mean, it's not incest, man. I mean, it's
right,
definitely.
Man, I know that.
Say it was. We said it sound like.
Yeah, but
that
then
daddy,
you
uncle
also,
right there.
You already know who you fucking with. You fucking with the wildest motherfucking females that's out right now. The damn Kardashian. So shit. Come on now, y'all know how they act.
Right. So the stepson. It's messing with. It would be. That'd be his uncle's son.
Them motherfuckers ain't getting married. I'm gonna make sure that shit don't happen.
You gonna make sure?
I'm making sure that shit don't happen.
What you gonna start? How
my baby mama gonna marry my girlfriend's brother?
Wait, man. Hold on, man. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, bro? I had it that I was going
to
get in on this one here.
What's up, man?
They're getting ready to work for this goddamn gas. They're super poison. They only do two.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's how
anyway. I had to ring in on this one here, man. I look at it like this here. When it comes down to those Kardashians and all that bull crap that's going on with them and that family, it's like this here. PR is a motherfucker. Everything they do for a reason. They have to keep their name out there in order to remain relevant. If we as people just take a stand on the bullshit that we allow to enter our brains, so to say, and I'm not trying to speak like no type of philosopher, but if we learn to tune them out and try and make them seem like they're relevant people that they are, which they think us to be, We are the ones that put them out there. Once we learn to ignore them, all that bullshit that they're doing, they'll cease and dismiss all that.
I disagree with you. You know why? Because they don't have to keep their name out there to be relevant. They got a number one TV show. Their name is already out there.
But that's what he's saying. If people stop watching their TV show, if people stop looking at all that shit that they doing, stop looking at the magazines, online, everything that they doing, then they will be copyrighted.
And also to say, it's all a plot. It's PR. It's good PR. It's bad PR. It's whatever it takes to keep their name relevant in social media. I mean, I think some of the stuff that Chris Brown does is just to keep himself relevant. I think that boy's smart enough to realize some of those things that he's doing is about to get him in trouble, but he just said himself, I got enough money, I can get myself out of it. It's enough to put me out there to the point where they're going to talk about me for another doggone 6 months.
Until what is
somebody
he doing?
Else comes along, it takes his shine. I mean, I'm just saying, I watched a few minutes of those awards the other day ago, and he came out on stage, and he humbly says, every time when he gets the mic, he's very humble when he gets the mic, and he says, you know, things change. I do stupid stuff, but I just want everybody to know, y'all see that the music stays consistent, and it stays being what it is that y'all like. But he sits there, and he tells you, I do stupid stuff. I realize this. You're not a dummy. You realize the stupid stuff that you're doing, but you allow yourself to do it because you know that you have enough money to get yourself out of it. And after you do it, you keep your name relevant for the next few months.
Okay, but what is he doing? I haven't heard nothing about it. What did he do?
No, it's not what he done. I'm just saying it's what people in general. These are people that continue to do things that get themselves put off in the media. Cat Williams as well. Lindsay Lohan, she's been on the low for a while, but they continue to do things to make their names become relevant in social media. Well, we probably won't hear nothing else from Lindsay Lohan until she figure out a movie that she want to be in. Then she going to create a buzz. Oh, you know what? Everybody going to be Lindsay. Hey, why don't we put Lindsay on this part? Justin Bieber,
well, you know what?
He done slowed his role down a little bit, but eventually one day he's going to doggone. They put this little thing out there now talking about Justin Bieber growing dreadlocks. Just to make him relevant. Just to give him something to talk about. Just to put his name out there so that we can say, oh, don't forget about Justin Bieber. It's PR.
Well, I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, when Lizzie go ahead and making a movie, I'm going shopping with her ass. I'm going to get me some good shit.
It's PR.
That bitch can steal with the best of them.
That's a real occupation, dog. PR is a real occupation. And they get paid to do what they do.
Okay, but that, okay, go ahead.
Well, it's something different, but y'all know Chris Brown, and he made the song he got, and he called out the old girl named Carucci. What's her name? Coochie.
Right.
I say Coochie.
I say Coochie too.
But she got a man, right? She done moved on and got another man, right?
Okay.
Right?
Shit.
Maybe she did like that Rosa DaCosta female and went and got another woman. I seen her on the internet trying to make herself relevant. She seen kiss
no,
a woman in the front seat of a Bentley.
I'm trying to say, like, if the guy, if you with somebody and another guy then put your girl out there on the song, how would y'all feel as men? Would y'all feel some type of way? If this was somebody y'all was dating. So say y'all was dating this girl, and Chris Brown came out with a song called out, talking about he want her back and all this and that. How would that make y'all as men feel?
Me and Chris
you
Brown gonna
holler. You better not call that motherfucker. It's gonna be a problem.
Yeah. You sing that song for me, dog. Why I got this 9 inch motherfucking head. Sing that song.
Sing it now. Hum that note now, bitch. Hum it.
Right. Sing that motherfucker.
I mean, shit, because see, my thing, and like Mr. said, I understand what you do. I understand what they doing is. I understand what the PR. Hell, I would love to have a PR people. Shit. Y'all motherfuckers would never stop hearing about me if I had they PR people. I'm not going to bullshit, man. That motherfucker Kaz at it again. God damn. But like you said, it's called control frenzy. They know what they doing. And I mean, shit, this ain't nothing nobody else didn't do. This ain't nothing Tupac didn't do. This ain't nothing that Puffy, none of them didn't do. It's all control frenzy. But hey, if it works, fuck it. I'm not mad at them.
It's all a plan. They sit there at the table and come up with it. They said yesterday on the news that her last marriage, they were sitting around thinking, who can we put Kim up to be with? And they said they would come up with that one guy, the football player dude. They said that was constructed at a table during an office meeting. And they said, okay, we're going to pick him. Went to his people. His people said, yeah, that'll create a buzz. Let's go ahead and do that. All this
yeah, they wasn't
at a meeting, at a table.
They wasn't banking on Ray J, though.
I like Ray J, man. I ain't gonna lie. I like Ray J. Ray J, that motherfucker cool with me. He cool with me. I don't give a fuck with nobody.
What,
man, motherfuckers
what,
always talking shit about Ray J. That motherfucker cool with
I
me.
I like you. What my girl Lisa?
I do too, man.
Lisa.
I fucked her first.
Lisa.
Nah.
Hey,
you fucked the last two.
Well, I don't know if she fucked her last, man. I mean, I think Kanye pretty much got that on lockdown now.
No, I'm talking about when he did that song talking about Whitney. They said he put a quote out there on Whitney Houston talking about he hit it last.
He was hitting Whitney Houston?
Yeah, you didn't know about that.
That's my motherfucking dog.
That's why he
dog.
Was so broke
up at the
funeral.
They went to the Grammys or the American Music Awards or something. They was booed up at it. Ray J hit it first, and he hit it last.
Okay,
yeah,
Let me ask the ladies. Now, we are not going to go on the grand scale of saying Whitney Houston, but we all know Whitney Houston is way older than Ray J.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with you, Janine. Your son brings a motherfucker home that's your age. What do you do?
Me and her gonna have a conversation.
I'm figuring you would. What would it be about?
Huh?
What would it be about? I mean, what could you say
to him? What the fuck your old ass doing with my fucking son? That's what I'm gonna say. Y'all ain't got Steven Thomas. That motherfucker, them a toy as a motherfucker, and what the fuck you want? What is you trying to do?
Okay.
And if you want to be with a motherfucker that young, where's your mindset
at? Well, she can come back at you like, well, you ain't never fucked with a motherfucker younger than you?
I ain't saying it's a certain, it depends on the number of years you talk. And no, I usually don't mess around with motherfuckers that much younger than me. Maybe 3 years. That's about it.
Hey, Kev.
Yo.
Coop on the low.
Hey, Kev.
Yo.
Hey, Tama. If you had a son that was old enough to bring home an older woman, would you let that older woman know you got your pistol on your side?
Hell yeah. What's your intentions with my son?
Oh, my God. You are full of shit.
I mean, if you... No, listen.
You're full of shit.
If you my age, if I got a son, okay, let's say my son 21, 22, and he bring home a woman my age, that's the same age as his mom. What the fuck?
Wow.
Okay. Well, you are older than dirt, so we gonna say she about 10 years younger than you.
How many years?
10.
Oh, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I wouldn't have. I'd be like, go ahead on, son. Jeez.
And you would do it. No,
how old is her mom?
Hey, you ain't gonna ask her what her intentions is?
If she only 10 years older than my son, ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's 21, 31. You
asked that dude.
Wait,
hold on, motherfucker. You ain't 41.
I'm 43. I just turned 43 Sunday.
I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to Father Time.
No, I said if she's 10 years older than my son.
No, I said she's 10 years younger than you.
Oh, no, I got a problem with that then. She's too old to be with my son. She's way too old. He ain't even mature enough to handle a woman that damn old.
Hey,
so
what if he just
comes to you and say, "Dad, this is just a strictly sexual relationship. I'm just fucking the shit out of him."
Y'all about to try to get in. When I'm gonna get my time?
Hey, boy.
I'm
going to
answer that a good father would say.
And you know what's
that?
If
he came and said that to me.
Yeah.
If he told me they was just, you know, he just hitting it, I'd probably tell him just be careful. Don't catch no fish.
Wow.
Good parents.
Okay.
I mean, what else can I say? What else can I say
to him? And that's what every man going to say to their boy. Hey, boy, don't get caught up with this bitch. But you're not going to, hey, bitch, what you want with my son? No, you're not going to do it. You're not. No man does that. That'd be, hell, I didn't been in a situation where, hey, my old man, like, hey, boy, that's kind of old, ain't she? It's cool. All right. Carry on. I mean, you ain't finna get no. Look here, nah, man, we ain't grow up like that. You ain't finna sit there and chastise your son to that point where you finna chastise this woman. Now you may do it in front of his mother if you and the mother together, cause that's what she wants you to do. You ain't gonna say nothing to your son. Come here, boy. You know what I'm saying? You gonna have that talk. You gonna have that talk with him in front of them. But then when you get him by himself, you gonna say just what you said. Hey man, just don't catch no feelings for her. Old enough, she older than your mama. Man, especially if she looking at this, she got a nice ass too. You gonna be like, oh, damn boy got takes. The boy got takes.
Mm-mm. That's tough.
Now, women, on the other hand, women are totally different. Now, women, I do believe that she's going to be like, what the fuck your old ass want with my goddamn son? See, women act like that.
Mm-hmm. I got
sure
my eye
on you, bitch.
See that? See?
It depends.
Is he living at home with her?
You said if he's living at home with her?
Yeah. I still wouldn't care.
Okay.
I wouldn't care who he was living with.
Oh,
really? Living
well, hold
with
on
her,
now.
Maybe she's only happy somebody got him up out of there.
If she's older than him and he's still living at home, I'm going to question her. What the fuck are you trying to do with him? She's still at the crib.
Exactly.
I can hear Father Time now talking
you
about
moving these babies.
Man, Father
no,
Time,
I don't have a problem
get
with
in
that.
Where he fit in. Hey, what you doing with my son? You need some real dick. You need to come over here to a real man. I see Father Time about to put his plug in.
I'm just saying, man, if my son living, if he's still living at home, he's 21, 22, he's still living at home, and we bring home a 40-year-old woman, something's wrong here. She's got an ulterior motive somewhere. Something's wrong with her. Why are you fucking with a 22-year-old motherfucker who's still at home with his mama? So he probably ain't doing shit.
Right.
So what's your ass doing with him? And you 40-something years old. I mean, you can't never come over because his mama ain't gonna let you in the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Bullshit.
Imagine that dinner table. I understand all that, but
you ain't going to. And now, one point in time, you're going to look at your boy and be like, God damn, my boy got game. I'm going to pull them old, bitch.
No, man. I had a problem with that, dog, for real.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you ain't going through menopause, man.
See, that's you. That's what a woman do. That's my whole point. See, all the shit you saying you doing, man, you gonna have your one. Only time you gonna say something is when your old lady tell you you need to get on his ass.
No,
you ain't gonna say
you got it wrong, bro. You got that wrong, bruh. Man.
I would have a serious problem with that, man.
You killed me like you holier than thou. I mean, the goddamn.
I ain't gonna be holier than thou, man. If you kill me, I'm trying to tell you what I would do. It ain't my fault you don't believe what I'm saying.
That's because
I would have a problem with that.
That's why I don't.
Well, apparently not well enough, because I would have a problem with that. This motherfucker still living at home. He ain't got no job. He ain't doing shit. Only reason he's at home is because his mama won't put his ass out. Come on. Your old ass down there working at the motherfucking office building some goddamn well. Trying to manipulate my boy.
No.
I mean, what they going to do, play video games together?
She gonna have a heat flash.
He gonna drop her ass off at work and get driving around in that car all goddamn day.
Exactly.
Like he's on.
She gonna pay for everything for him.
Just like he planned on. As soon as you see your son pipping her ass out, that's my boy. I taught him them pipping. That's my boy.
Show up.
As soon as the mama comes, hey, son, I need to talk to you. That bitch got a friend, son. You know, your dad was a bad motherfucker back in the day.
I'll be like, hey, where's her ex-husband at? He could be my sugar daddy.
You just want to get the shit smacked out of you. What the fuck? How did you even get to that point?
Oh, who's gonna smack me?
You know what?
What?
I nothing. I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm just leave
okay,
that alone.
Okay. Yeah.
Candy, stop. Please stop while you're here. Please stop, because you know I can talk shit to you, so you ain't gonna have no win in this. So just stop.
I'll just laugh.
All right, hold on, y'all. I got a public service announcement. I got some people texting me saying they want to call in. The number 646-727-1283. Call in and push one. We'll bring you right on in. All right, there we go. That's my PSA for the day.
Now, would y'all feel the same way if this woman has been married twice and both her husbands dead?
Oh, no, now I got to tell you, no, son, no.
Right, it's a problem.
Yeah, now that's it, man. We got a problem going on now, son. You got to get rid of this bitch.
Murking motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Right. Bugging is one thing. You can't kill my boy. I'm going to have to take one for the team. So let me see what this pussy about. Let me see what got you going crazy.
Damn. Now you talking about hitting your boy a piece of ass, right?
Hey, man, I'm helping him.
You destroying the boy.
Did you say my boy eating ass?
My daddy fucked my bitch. How's that helping your boy?
I saved his life. Then you just hit a question. She didn't kill two motherfuckers. She done put two motherfuckers in the ground already. I had to step in, but she put my boy in the ground.
And you know this? I'm going to tell him, like, hey, you don't need to fuck with that bitch. She's a killer.
What?
If
hold
you
on,
know, let's back this up. Did you say you going to fuck your son's girl? Is that what you were saying?
I got to see what all this pussy about.
What
he's killing these motherfuckers?
Oh, right. Man, we got a problem. We got a problem.
He going
like,
to fucking
like
boy head up.
Mom, they found dad in the alley with two in his head. I don't know what happened. We was together. I just ran.
That pussy.
He told me to run. Fucking my girlfriend. I'm killing both of y'all ass.
Mm-hmm. There he goes.
If she had two motherfucking ex husbands and both of them dead,
I, my first question is, how the fuck did they die?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, they, it's some mysterious shit. Hey, son, go and get the fuck away from her. Go and get away from her.
Hey, y'all be easy, man. Y'all know I've been listening. I've been listening every Tuesday and Wednesday night. Need to call into the job and find out what they got else for me to do for the night. You know I'm out here y'all gonna work. So
All right,
I'm
gonna
call the job once I get through. I'll be back on just listening. But I just had to ring in.
Don't
get on that PR thing though. Y'all be easy, man. I'll let y'all later.
All right, man. Big Mike, what's happening?
Was
oh, shit. Big Mike, Lisa on the phone. Lisa still here? Is Lisa still here?
Lisa?
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
here.
Go. Hey, play that slow song, dog.
What a slow song.
Go ahead, Big Mike. Give me your best game, dog. Go ahead, bro. Hey, we used to do this shit. We used to make hookups on the show. So, Big Mike, meet Lisa. Lisa, Big Mike, go ahead and give me your best game, dog. We all going to sit back and chill and just listen to you. Go ahead.
I know y'all. Hey, I'm just
roll.
Listening to this show.
It's wrong with us, dog. We got to roll with us.
You already knew that was going to happen.
I've been listening.
Give me your best friend, right?
What the hell, Mike? She called you out, man.
Who called me out?
Lisa.
What she want?
Oh, wow.
Well, I was about to say you, but after you done said some shit like that, never mind.
I don't think it's going down no more.
All right.
Oh,
I can hear her.
It was
right,
a good show. I've been listening. It was a good show tonight.
This is my first time being on your show, and I think it's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Good show tonight.
Appreciate that.
Love it.
Mike,
when
trying
does,
to hook you
when
up,
does it go on again?
Man, I feel
we
like Ronnie Davis
here,
man. No respect on this motherfucker.
What's the record? I don't
what is
this
bad,
this
man?
Is my first time calling.
What
I like your show.
Everything I do is wrong.
His show.
I went and gave him a cup of Kool-Aid. He looked at me like, damn, what you doing?
See, we go through this shit every fucking week. Every fucking week we go through this shit. Every motherfucking week. We got hundreds of thousands of people. Don't nobody give a fuck about the Kool-Aid.
Look, man, don't start that bullshit.
That's the
view
you
go again.
Man.
Don't you know how to pause your phone?
I wish I had the fucking switchboard, boy. I'd be muting your ass left and right.
Would you?
Oh, goodness. Well,
like that. Hold on, we got
all right, well,
caller.
Y'all, look, check this out. We,
hold on, wait a minute, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's good, man? What's happening, man? Y'all motherfuckers crazy as hell.
What up, Doc?
What's up? Who is this?
That's very, hey, Father Time, I gotta agree with Zach, man. Zach put it down all the way because whenever you 21 end up, and when you first turn 21 and up and you go to that nightclub, them older motherfucking cougars, they see your ass. They be like, who this fine ass young motherfucker walking up in here buying top shelf fucking liquor? And they don't give a fuck if your ass at the crib with your mom. Long as they know if your ass can stroke them motherfuckers right, they taking your ass shopping. They gonna buy you all kind of shit. As long as you piping that motherfucking right, and once they deal with your ass, they'll put you to the side. They don't give a fuck. But guess what? The young dude ain't even going to take that motherfucker home tomorrow because he already know mama going to trip anyway. Am I lying? We done all been in that whole motherfucking prediction. We done all been in that spot. That old
there you have it.
Hey, just think about like this. When you're all in high school, think about when you were in high school.
Hold on, man. We got some feedback.
We got a lot of feedback.
I'm in some of them damn train or some shit.
I ain't in. Well, I'm taking the L.
Now, you remember that? Back in high school, you had that one school teacher that made your ass, man, horny than a motherfucker. And you'd be like, man, I fucked the shit out of Miss Teresa.
Yeah.
Am I right, Zach?
Oh, yeah. It was Miss Jones for me. I was bored.
See? You see what I'm saying?
I got mad.
Right.
I got mad when they told me she was getting married.
Have been in the same position.
What's the chick name that's on the show, Janine?
She had a male school teacher that she had to hot spot to, and he was over.
The difference between Janine actually got the teacher. We just fantasized about her. Janine actually got the teacher.
Excuse me. No, I'm barely at school to even be trying to see what. No, my teacher wasn't even. Sorry, that was not me.
All right, check this out.
She never looked at an older man.
Yeah, that wasn't none of my teachers. But they weren't. They weren't like kids.
Right, but what I'm saying, they don't have to be a teacher, but I'm saying an older individual, period. You know what I'm saying?
I think the oldest I've got with maybe was like 6 years older than me. That's it.
Okay,
I've never had no sugar daddy and no 85-year-old that want his dick rubbed. He wants his dick rubbed for some money or nothing like that. Y'all got to understand.
All right, hold on for a second.
We about to stop streaming,
so... We need to end the show as far as the stream go, but we're going to stay on the show after the stream. You know what I'm saying? I ain't up, man, so do the last words.
Now, let me check right quick. I'll call you back.
All right.
Okay. All right, y'all. We supposed to get up out of here. Candy, you got any last words for us?
Had a good time. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Drag on.
Did y'all mute him?
Nah, he's not muted. Tell him to get his face out the pillow. Tell him to say something.
He in the other room with my kids.
Oh, well, don't leave him now. Leave him right there. His name. His name, last words.
Yes, it was a great show, and who the hell was that questioning me about who the hell I've been with? Who was that?
I don't know. I had a great joke behind that one. Father Time just fucked up the whole joke.
Like, I'm running around here with 70-year-old motherfuckers. No, I was. But it was a good show. Have fun. I'll be on here next week. And I'm still going to be a booty licker, Candy. Because I like
right.
Thick booty.
That's right.
on that note, Big Mike, where you at? You got your last word, Big Mike? Big Mike over there talking about shit. I'm lotioning up right now. Where she at?
They asked you for
Hello?
Yo, man.
Yeah, man. My fault. Phone hung up.
You said the phone hung up.
It's messing up.
Oh. You got any last words for us, brother?
Yeah, man, I enjoyed the show. Sorry I called late.
Everybody have a safe weekend, you know what I'm saying? You know, hope that, that Trump don't get nowhere near anywhere the White House. And
oh yeah, we can talk about that on Tuesday.
Man. But anyway, everybody have a nice weekend, you know what I'm saying? God willing, y'all hear from you Tuesday.
And I mean, shit, if he get that, fuck it, just move to Canada.
I'm going to Canada, fuck that.
I mean, to be honest with you, man.
He already talking about making all the immigrants go back to motherfucking Mexico, wherever they from, you know what I'm saying? So y'all think it's bad now? What's gonna kick a war off for real? All bullshit aside, that's gonna be the war.
Well, after I get all papers, I'll get out of the country. But his wife is an immigrant. That's what I don't understand.
So he got to send his wife back. That's fucked up. Yeah, baby, I loved you while you was over here, but you got to take your ass back over there.
She ain't Mexican, though. He only talking about
other
nations.
He's from another country. He don't want nobody. It ain't just got to be Mexicans. He want everybody that's not from the United States back to their country.
Sure does.
Well, they take their asses back to England then.
He's probably from somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? So.
All right, we can rap about that on Tuesday, dog. Cause I got a lot to say about that.
No, I don't. All right, y'all. What about you, dog? You finish us off, man. You got any last words for us, man?
Yeah. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We do this every Tuesday and Wednesday, y'all. 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. CNCRadioShow.com. Put up a page. Post whatever you want to post. Totally uncensored. Any and everything goes. You know what I mean? God bless. Good night.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. SandCityRadioShow.com. Let's get it on there, man. Shit. Let's go. Candy, let's go. Where you at? You've been talking shit all week. Where you at? I ain't seen you.
Yeah, what
I ain't
what
seen
you
your
got?
Day yet.
What you got?
What you mean? You ain't been on there. I ain't seen you.
Oh, that's all you got?
When was the last time you posted a picture? When was the last time you posted something?
I tried to post something the other day, but it wouldn't let me. I don't know if it was my connection or what.
I'll get back on there.
You know, I can't work this shit too well. My boo usually posts it, so.
Well, he right there. There y'all go.
Yeah,
make
that's what I'm talking about. That's what's up.
They gotta create some more pictures first.
We do.
Hell, he right there.
More to come. Didn't I tell you need more to come?
Mm-hmm. About 2 months ago when she said that. God damn,
now
what type of ice y'all want?
What the hell?
All right, y'all. We got to get out of here. Hell. We kick it next week, y'all. Peace out.